Good morning, everyone. Glad y'all came today to hear the good news. The news about Jesus. But things that we do, things that we need to avoid. That's the topic in James. Okay. James is a man, a son, a brother of Jesus. Always spoken firm and true. With understanding, James is the person that he loves his brother, he cares for him. So I'm going to speak these terms, read these words of his, give you my reference and my thought and how I feel about these words. Things to avoid. What is the source of quarrel and comfort among you? And is not the source of your pleasure that weighs war in your number. You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain. You fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You fight, you ask, and and do not receive, because you ask what's wrong, moving, so that you may spend it on your pleasure. You adulteress, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostile toward God? Therefore, whoever wished to be a friend of the world make him an enemy of God. For do you think that the word scripture speak is not it's not perfect? He jealous design a spirit within us that he made to dwell in us, but he give a greater grace. Therefore, it say God is opposed to the proud, but given greater grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Clean your hand, you sinner, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Be submissible and mope and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to moot. Humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and he will excel you. Now I'm going to stop there, then I'm going to go back and read the first rather written scripture. So y'all sort of get way ahead of myself. So scripture one, it says, what is the source of our quarrel and comfort among you is not the source of your pleasure that weighs war in your number. My reference, but I see a different law in my number of my body, waving war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my number. My thought, we need to make a border around us to protect us from evil. What I mean about a border around us, just like God said, we need to put on our armory. The armory would be wear to protect us from sin, evil people, evil things, dangerous things that trying to hurt us. That's the border. It's speaking the same way about that. Because we all need protection. But we got to put God first. That's our big It's a validation of our protection, putting God first. Number two, you lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot attain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. No reference on this one. I got my thought. If we put God first in our life, we will see the blessing of God. God always be first. So that's why we got to put him first in our life. We need God for us, because he don't need us, but we need him to guide us to his paths of righteousness. Number three, you ask and do not receive because you ask what's wrong, more than so that you may spend it on your pleasure. My reference, James 3:22. Whatever we ask, we receive from him because he keep his promise. It's not promise, it's a commandment. Excuse me. His commandment and do the things that pleases him in his sight. My thought, I am weak in God's commandment because we are not perfect. When I say that word, we are not perfect because we all are weak. Something we do thing, you say we ain't gonna do it, but we go back and do it again and again and again. That's me, that temptation that you cream for it, that you weep for it, that you don't want. But we are trying to be strong in God's word. Number four, you adulterous, do you not know that friendship with this world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of this world make himself an enemy of God. My thought, we cannot serve two masters, but I am serving one God who are in heaven. God is jealous when you put another God in front of him, beside him, because he is our creator. This other God we're trying to make as a God is nothing to us. That's why he gets jealous of us and mad, because there's not no real God. Our God got to be within us, and he is our loving God. And also, he can do everything to us, anything to us. Number five, how do you think that the scriptures speak to no purpose? He jealously designed a spirit that which is, have been dwell in us. Okay, this one I like. It's 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of God, a Holy Spirit which he had dwelled in us from the beginning? Your body is not your body, because your body belongs to God. And we can't say the body we carry around is our body, because it's not. It's God's body. So we got to put a close thought on that. So God, he designed that. He said, ashes and dust we came, ashes and dust return. Number six. But we give a greater grace, therefore it say, God is opposed to the proud, but giving grace to the humble. My reference, Psalm 3:34. You younger men, likewise be subjected to your elder, and all of you clothe yourself with humiliation toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but giving grace to the humble. My thought is, first, God is pure. Then he is peaceable. He is gentle. He is reasonable. And all of it, he is very merciful. That's why we need to put God first in our life. Without having God there, we is nothing. We just a vapor. Number 7. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. My reference, Peter, 1 Peter 5:6. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. My thought, if we surrender to God, he will excel you. We got to put God first in our life to show him that we care for him, love him. Number 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Clean your hand, you sinner, and purify your heart, you double-minded. 8, I got this. It's Job 17:9. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to his ways, and he who have clean hands will grow stronger and stronger. My thought, when we clean our hand, we clean the outside. But when we purify our heart, we are cleaning the inside. See, I'm going to add another thought to that. When I say when you clean your hand, you come from hard day of work or doing chores around the house, and you get sweaty. You got to clean yourself, wash your body, take a bath. That's cleaning the outside. But when you purify your heart, you get this book. Read God's word, and he will tell you who he is, how to come to you, how much he loves you. That's how he purifies his heart. Number 9. Be miserable and mope and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to moot. My reference, Psalm 14:13. Even in laughter, the heart may be in pain, and the end of joy may be grief. My thought, my laughter give me joy and take away the pain sometime, but my God give me grace. When I say give you grace, God give all of us grace. That's why we got to put God first in life. Number 10. Humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and he will excel you. So that we sit on higher, though who are lower, and those who mow are lifted to safety. God gives grace to the humble. We got to humble ourselves to God and constantly put God first. I'm going to read from 11 to the end of the chapter. Do not speak against one another, brothers. He who speak against a brother or judge his brother speak against the law and judge the law. But if you judge the law and are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it, there is no one given judge and law. The one who is able to save you and destroy you, but who are you to judge the neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow, what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanquish away. Instead, you thought not to say, if the Lord will, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you bold in your roguing, and such boarding is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. I'm going to go back and read number 11 back to number 17. Although you're giving the reference in my thought. Do not speak against one another. He who speak against a brother or judge the brother speak against the law and judge the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. Number 11, no reference. We need to speak in love about one another. Because when we see our brother and sister falling down, we need to go to them, help them, and lift them up with cheerful word. I help you. What you need to do? We need to lift them up with God's word, with God's strength. Show that we care for them. They all fall short. We all gonna fall short. We don't know when and how, but we do it sometime. God gonna help us, strengthen us in every way. Number 12. There is only one law given and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judge your neighbor? My reference, Isaiah 13:22. For the law is our judge. The law is our law given. The law is the king. He will save us. Yes. My thought, the law is the judge of all life to all. God judge all of us by our ways, what we do, how we do. Without God putting him first, we is nothing. We got to be obedient to his word in the best way we can. Because we trying everything on our own, we ain't going to make it. Number 13. Come now, come who you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. My reference, Psalm 27, 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what tomorrow may bring you. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, but we here in the right place to make tomorrow come by praising God, doing God's will that He wants us to do, glorify His name in the church. We need to help ourselves with God more in our life. That's what they're talking about. That's what the scripture means. We need to praise God more. Number 14. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanquish away. Number 14 in my thought, if we humble ourselves to God and change our thinking today and may God, He will have blessing for us. When I say He will have blessing, we got to change our ways of living and thinking. We thinking all kind of things and it's not so in His category. We have to mold ourselves in His way. God do things His way, not our way. So we got to put God first in everything we do so we can do things His way. Number 14. No, I was almost in the scene, number 15. Okay. Instead, you thought to say, if the Lord will, we will live and also do this or that. My thought, if we put God first in our life, not sometime, but all the time, if the Lord will for what I do. God caring us. He care for us. He pulling us toward us. He want us to be with Him. Number 16. But as it is you bored in your roguing, and such boarding is evil. No rough in my thought. If you bored is no good and you're doing much evil. We need to do this here. Repent. Repent. Because you're doing so much wrong thing and you won't forgive this. You need to repent. We have to repent. 17, the last one. Therefore, to one who know the right things to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. No reference. You need to be repented and baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. When we go overboard with our life doing things that we shouldn't do and come back in church so that we holy and you know we're not holy, praising Him, be wrong. But if you want to change your life, you have to be repentant. Repent for all the sin thing that we done and all the wicked evil thing that we done in life and praise God. Ask God to save us. Help us to be saved. If we put God first in our life, this will never happen. If we put God first, that what we do in our life, we will see the day come through. We will see his blessing. Not saying that we won't have no stumbling block. We will have stumbling block. We will have ups and downs. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's our quote. That's with all of that. I praise God. And I'm going to pray for this last sermon I just gave you.